Would people be able to sleep overnight on the island, or you know, if you had a sleeping bag? What do you think there?
Well, what I anticipated, Jim, is that at least the folks in the larger whalers who are used to sleeping on board their boats can certainly do that, either tied up to our dock or anchored at one of the many sheltered anchorages around Neptune. Or we have a second smaller island a little bit closer to Little Current, Mosquito Island, with no buildings on it at all, where people, and some pretty good shelter, and people could pitch tents if they chose to on Mosquito, or pitch tents on Neptune. I don't really have a place for putting people up to sleep.
Oh, okay. So we better warn people. It's either sleep in the boat or sleep in a tent. But,
yeah. Now the exception to that is that if the weather gets bad, our large screen porch, while there's no furniture to sleep on, people could surely stretch out sleeping bags up on the screen porch and be out of the weather.
That's a good contingency plan to be able to, if we get weathered in there, we can hole up on the front porch. Now, after we're up at Neptune, and let's say half a dozen or more of us get up there, what do you think we ought to do? Maybe a cruise, a shore lunch, a cookout? What were you thinking of?
Well, in very rough terms, and you know, I'm resisting trying to develop this into a highly organized thing. I'd like to have a lot of spontaneity to the event, but in a very general sense, assuming that that it's organized around a weekend, let's say in the 5th and 6th of August is what would be most convenient for us.
Oh yeah, I think that we should have said that right out the off the top, that we're aiming for the 5th and 6th of August for this whole thing to happen.
And assuming that that's more or less how it happens, you know, I could see boats getting in a Little Current probably during the day Saturday and starting to head out, hoping there's good weather, to head out towards Neptune during the day on Saturday. Will certainly be open and ready for business. And as they come out, you know, we can pull up and have them pull up and tie off to the dock and kind of hang around. There's so much is dependent upon weather. If it's really rough, it's hard to go anywhere or do anything. And, I mean, it's even possible that you can't even get out from Little Current. But assuming that the weather's relatively nice, there's a lot of short places to explore, relatively close.
Yeah, can you get up to Whitefish Falls? Would that be a good trip?
Yeah, that's a trip that can be done in probably less than an hour.
Now, you'll have to show me how to do that, because I've been sailing up there for years and I have never figured out how to get up to Whitefish Falls, because I know there's some day marks and stuff on the route, but they're not on the chart, and I've chickened out. I've got about I've got about halfway there and then I've chickened out.
Well, yeah, and it's, the charts aren't really well marked, as you've mentioned, and it's not marked really well. I've done the trip a number of times, and even then, given that everything is a rocky bottom up there, there's no soft bottom anywhere, and that the water is particularly shallow this year, even if I lead an event like that, I'll probably want to do it kind of slowly once we get into the real close proximity of the Rocky Islands. But it's a nice trip, and fairly close. And you know, I'm thinking something like that could happen. There's exploration can be done individually by people Saturday afternoon. I'm thinking of maybe at least an informal cookout of some sort Saturday night.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Maybe we could, assuming the weather's good, we could all boat around and maybe reconvene at 6 o'clock and cook some. Hot dogs, or maybe we even catch some of those smallmouth in your cove.
Oh, there's some wonderful smallmouth to be had. But, yeah, we could do some burgers, hot dogs, fish, whatever, and kind of what I kind of thought was that Sunday might be the day for a longer trip, and we can kind of plan it Saturday evening, and then those that want to spend the night can get arranged or head back into town for the night. And I thought Sunday morning I'd prepare some kind of a breakfast, certainly have coffee going.
Oh, that sounds good. You're going to have that Key West coffee?
You know, I just might.
Just an unlimited possibilities for boating up there. And I think anybody that goes to the effort to get themselves all the way up to Little Current and Neptune will have a great time. It's unbelievable country for boating.
It's God's country. I've been going up there now for over 50 years, almost at least once a year, almost every year. And again, if the weather permits, there's about as beautiful touring as you're going to find anywhere. And you can head to the Benjamin Islands and back. You can head to Bay Finn and back, to Killarney and back. There's exploration in the boat is never ending. And if the weather kind of sets in on us a little bit, just exploring around Neptune Island on foot and fishing off the bank or off the boat in sheltered water, or even banging around on Great Clash Island a little bit is an alternative in bad weather.
When you come into Neptune, do you approach, now normally in the sailboat we would go all the way around to the east and come in from the east. Do you come in from the west there? Is there enough water to come in?
Yeah, there's a channel from the west side. When you're approaching Neptune from the west, it's a little hard to tell sometimes that Neptune is not a part of Great Clash Island.
Yes.
Because it looks like there's just sort of a bay there, but in fact, when you go into the bay, there's a channel that opens up to your left going east and passes on the south side of Neptune, between Neptune and Clash. And it's one of the few places in the North Channel that it's a soft bottom.
Yeah, that is sandy in there. Now, how much water do you think is in there this year?
Well, in the deep channel, there'll probably be 7 feet.
Oh, okay.
In the deep channel. It won't be anything that a sailboat would want to do or a big inboard cruiser, but that's doable. And if anyone is concerned, they can hook around the east end of the island and approach from the east.
Yeah. Now, the cruising guide that I used to have mentioned that there was a big rock south of the east end of the island. Is that still there? In fact, that might even be showing.
Yeah, there's a couple big rocks, and this year they'll probably be breaking the surface.
Oh, okay, well, that'll make them easier to find. But if you come around the east end of the island, you want to give it a wide berth.
Yeah, bear wide, and you're into 50 or 60 feet of water as you do that. And as you approach the camp coming west again from the east end, the water will gradually shallow up and then get to a soft bottom. But when you come around the east end, you want to stay pretty wide.
Okay, well, very good. I think this will give people a sense of what the North Channel Classic Whaler Rendezvous 2000 has in store for them, and we hope they all come up because it's going to be some great boating.
Well, I hope so too, Jim. I look forward to meeting some new whaler friends and hope that the weather is good and we get a lot of people coming up. I think it would be a great time, and I really look forward to it.
Well, very good. Well, thanks, John, for your offer of the hospitality there on Neptune, and thanks for talking to us on Whaler Radio this morning.